No, just general applause would have been fine. Thank you. That's for you and Chuck, Dan.
That's really very disconcerting. I'm not used to having an audience.
It won't
for news.
Last for long. It's just a short time thing as a means of introducing
these
the broadcast.
People have tickets and everything.
They handed them out over on 4th Street a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that explains the guy on the corner.
The
okay.
one guy with the placard, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Anybody can have tickets.
I see.
It's
okay.
open to the public, as they say. Time again for another Skywatch 84 traffic report. This one sponsored by Dr. Sol Beiser, optometrist. Captain?
Dixie Highway remains in good shape down the Greenwood Road, beyond the Pages, and on the Johnstown Road. No problem, Manslick, glad to St. Andrews. None at 3rd at the Outer Loop, and the Outer Loop from that point over through New Cut Road, National Turnpike, Grade Lane, looking in excellent shape. In fact, it looks like we've got very moderate traffic both east and westbound all the way over to I-65. With that, we're going to continue to the east, check out Preston Highway, Okolona, Fern Valley Road for you, and then start back up to 65 at the waters. I'm Captain Larry Grant, Skywatch 84, WHAS.
Attention General Electric employees. Now receive free eyeglasses from Dr. Sol Beiser and Associates Optometrists in Jeffersonville. Your Option 2000 and Humana insurance is now accepted for full payment of examinations and complete fashion eyeglasses. No appointment is necessary, and most glasses can be made in 1 hour. Get all the details by calling or visiting Dr. Sol Beiser and Associates Optometrists, 346 Spring Street in Jeffersonville, their only location.
It's super.
Super sale time.
Holiday gift time.
At Shillitoe Wright.
Starting with extra bonus savings this Thursday.
Like 50% off men's Easy Care button-down Oxford dress shirt.
In classic solid colors.
Just $9 to $10.
Get super savings of 25% on all Mrs. Denim jeans.
Gloria Vanderbilt, Lee, and more.
Only $18.74 to $39.
Set a beautiful table this holiday season.
And save 30% on all Christmas table linens.
And our biggest sale of the holiday season.
Starting this Thursday with extra bonus savings.
It's super sale time at Shillitoe Wright's.
5:15 at 84 WHAS. I'm Terry Miner's first day on the job. My friend Buzz is back in the studio, too. Buzz, we wanted to do the theme again. Do you have your...
Yeah, hello there!
You're supposed to have the script there for the introduction theme, the introductory theme.
Back to you, Ter.
It's right there on the podium. Look for the... That's the one. Do that one again, will you?
Now, practically live, emanating from high atop the humongous gray eminence at 6th and Chestnut, a program that takes stupidity to new heights and then throws it over the edge, it's Terry Miners and Company.
Here's our lineup.
Right now, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Meet Terry Miners.
You're catching on here slowly but surely.
News with Dan and Mary.
$82.50 a week and all the news we can eat.
Chuck Taylor's weather.
Watch what you say about me, Miners. I'm bigger than you.
Sports with Van Van.
Hey, somebody on this show has got to have a big voice.
Larry Grant's traffic.
Don't grow any of that funny stuff in your backyard. Remember, I'm a cop, too.
Plus, there's lots more. Bimbos and yo-yos and free birds and reverts and big brats and hill rats and don't forget dingbats. They're all for you.
And now on the way to the show.
I like the way you say that.
Terry Miners and Company.
Thank you. Let's don't overdo it. You guys ready to do the cheer that we worked on there? Okay. The guy with the sign. Hold the sign up the way I showed you. Remember? Hold the signs up. All right. You ready? Give me a W.
W.
W. It's got three syllables. Give me a W.
W.
No, it's W.
W.
Never mind. Give me an H.
H.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an S.
A. Yes.
What's that spell?
I don't know.
I can't spell.
No. Practically live.
Don't ever mock the place that's paying you. All right? very difficult today. People are throwing things at us, and thank you. That's nice. If you put the shirt on, we'd be fine here. Captain Larry, can you please bail me out of this one? 518 at 84 WHAS. Time again for another Skywatch traffic report. This one a service of Nationwide.
Well, at this moment, I'm trying to keep a Learjet out of the way here, get us out of the way of a Learjet, but we're looking at 65 southbound from the expressway on down to Burn Valley Road, beyond to the Attleloop, the Jefferson Freeway, and the volume has picked up considerably, but still moving quite nicely. No problem on the Attleloop all the way over to Preston Highway, and in fact, on to Old Shepherdsville Road. What I can see of Preston, we just have normal delays as you move south from the expressway down to Gilmore Lane, Indian Trail, Burn Valley Road, to the Attleloop, and beyond to Blue Lick. Now, we do have reports of an automobile that is stalled at Preston and South Park Road. County police have been dispatched to help that person out, so be careful if you have to get into that area. With that, that's going to cover it for the moment. We're going to start out towards Bluegrass Industrial Park once again. I'm Captain Larry Grant, Skywatch 84, WHAS.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Insurance announces its new Golden Blanket Homeowner Policy, a new top-of-the-line coverage for people who made an extra effort to protect their home and family. They've installed smoke detectors, fire extinguishers, and deadbolt locks, and their home meets certain value, age, and location requirements. Our Golden Blanket Policy includes all the benefits of our best Elite 2 homeowner policy and additional features. There's even computer coverage of up to $3,000, including software, for at-home business and personal use. One of the most comprehensive homeowner protection packages on the market today. Does your home qualify for Nationwide's new Golden Blanket Homeowner Policy? To find out, call a local Nationwide agent today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Okay, we're over. I lost them there. It is 20 after 5 at 84. WHAS Van Vance is standing by with sports. This is very disconcerting here with all the people in the music pit and the guys over on the other side there. You'll get a flag when the guy holds the sign up. That's when you go. I'm very sorry, Van.
That's all right. I know this is a bit of a different situation
for you here today.
Being in sports, I work a lot around the pits or in the pits, you know, like that.
And I imagine some of these maniacs in the stands are people who've been to the U of L games many, many times with you.
Okay, tonight the Chicago Bears will attempt to tie a club record for the best start ever against Miami at the Orange Bowl. The Bears have won their first 12 games of the season. They won their first 13 in 1934, if anybody remembers that. Ironically, the Dolphins were the last team to go unbeaten during a regular season. That was back in 1972. Not only does Miami have to protect that record, they need a win to move into a three-way tie for first in the AFC East with New England and the New York Jets as well. The Indiana Pacers will be without Clark Kellogg for the next 4 to 6 weeks. The forward will undergo arthroscopic surgery on his left knee Wednesday. Kellogg is the Pacers' leading scorer and rebounder. He averages around 21 points a game. The Boston Celtics have placed Sly Williams on waivers after deciding he did not fit with the team's game plan. The forward, who's 27 years old, appeared in only 6 games with the Celtics this year. 5 games on tap tonight. Some of the top college basketball teams going into action, including number 2, Georgia Tech at St. Louis. Third-ranked Michigan entertains Tennessee. Number 6, Duke goes against East Carolina. And 12th-ranked LSU plays Hawaii Loa. 15th-ranked North Carolina State will go against Tampa. And, of course, the University of Kentucky schedule will go back into action. Unbeaten Wildcats trying to make it 4 in a row as they host Cincinnati tomorrow night. Louisville just back from the Big Apple NIT, where they lost to Kansas and also to St. John's. They'll come back into action against Purdue. That will be Saturday afternoon. Louisville Redbirds manager Jim Fregosi has been named the National Association of Professional Baseball Clubs Manager of the Year for the Sporting News. Jim is down in Venezuela right now. He is managing the Aragua Club in the Winter Baseball League down there. Tonight in Kentucky basketball, Eastern will be at home to meet Valparaiso. Wisconsin's Stevens Point will visit Murray, Kentucky. That's going to take care of it up to the moment. We'll be here on Sports Talk tonight. And in the first hour, Bill Green, the head coach of Marion High School, who has coached some of the greatest players in the game in high school and also has one of the very enviable records of anybody in the country. He'll be here from 7 until 8. We'll have an Indiana and Kentucky high school roundup. And then from 8 until 9, on the phone with us from Aspen, Colorado, Colorado, will be Indy 500 winner Danny Sullivan, Louisville native. He'll be here. Be sure to call. Listen tonight on 84 WHAS.
Hey, Louisville fans, what publication was first to name Howard Schnellenberger as possible U of L coach?
Scorecard.
Who puts you on the bench and in the locker room with top-notch sports journalism?
Scorecard.
What's the only publication exclusively devoted to U of L athletics?
Scorecard.
Scorecard, the weekly publication that gives U of L fans the inside story. Be part of it. Call 228-4492 for subscription information. 228-4492.
Scorecard.
I got to tell you about the College Shop. It's the college bookstore without books, half clothing, half gifts and souvenirs. When you're thinking of that sports fan on your Christmas list, don't forget the College Shop in Bashford Manor or Oxmoor Center on the mezzanine. And they have a new store in the Greenwood Mall in Bowling Green, Kentucky. All kinds of things for your favorite schools. U of L, UK, Indiana, Western, Eastern. And if they don't have your school, they have a lot of others too, Notre Dame and many others in this region, this part of the country. But if they don't have your school, ask them about it and they can order sports products with the labels of various colleges. Gym bags, wrapping paper, coffee cups, sunglasses, wristbands, headbands, you name it. It's at the College Shop with some school's name on it. Their locations, again, Bashford Manor or Oxmoor Center on the mezzanine, and they have a new store in the Greenwood Mall in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
A Browning Pontiac Fiero. Fire engine red on the outside with everything you'd ever want on the inside, including a Bell South mobility car phone. You can win it by being a member of the 84 WHAS winning team. If you haven't gotten your car club sticker, they're still available in Druthers. Get it on and keep it on 84 WHAS.
You'll get a shot in a minute. Hold them back, Link. 525 at 84 WHAS. Another tune from the Toot Monsters coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Time again, though, for another Skywatch 84 traffic report. This one is service of Future Federal.
There's a little bit of increase in the volume of traffic on the Waterson Expressway between 64 and 65, but still nothing that's going to cause you any major problems. Now, we do have a rather unhealthy delay southbound Hirshburn Lane approaching Taylorsville Road, a good two blocks at that point, and it's pretty solid eastbound Taylorsville between Hirshburn and the intersection of 6 Mile Lane. About a two and a half block delay if you're trying to exit from Bluegrass Parkway onto Hirshburn Lane, and not really much of anything, very light if you're coming out of Plainview on Lynn Station Road. I'm looking at eastbound 64 traffic coming up from the expressway towards Hirshburn. It's heavy but moving smoothly, and with that we're going to work our way back up to, I think, 4222 in the Waterson and back down to the Spaghetti Junction. I'm Captain Larry Grant, Skywatch 84 WHAS.
At Great Financial Federal, we understand how difficult it is to save money. And so it's not surprising that many people place safety and security first on their list of priorities when they look for investment alternatives. With Great Financial Federal, your money is insured to $100,000 by the Federal Savings and Loan Insurance Corporation. That's quite a statement, because in addition to earning high interest on your money, you're as close to a risk-free investment as you'll get. Great Financial Federal has a variety of savings accounts and investment certificates designed to fit the various needs of our many customers. Investment certificates with maturities from 91 days to 10 years. But the key element is safety. It's worry-free investing. After you've worked hard enough to save, you shouldn't have to be concerned about losing it. So depend on one of America's strongest financial institutions, Great Financial Federal. Your key to financial security.
527 at 84 WHAS. Don't forget tomorrow, Mr. Al Purnell in the flesh here in the studio as the first guest on the Budding Celebrity Showcase here on 84 WHAS. It's 5:30 at 84 WHAS. Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story on the way. First, from the news leader, the latest from Dan Burgess.
In headlines this hour, the trial began today for State Treasurer Frances Jones Mills, charged with misusing state employees during her 1983 campaign for office. There were some U.S. military officers on hand when Egyptian commandos stormed a hijacked airliner in Malta last week, although the State Department says those officers did not take part in the raid. NASA's chief administrator, James Beggs, was indicted today, along with some former and present employees of General Dynamics, for allegedly trying to hide cost overruns in a government defense project. The space shuttle Atlantis is spinning around the Earth for its last few times during this mission. Touchdown is scheduled for tomorrow. The governor's task force on Medicaid issued its recommendations today, including adding more people onto the state Medicaid rolls at a cost of about $250 million every biennium. Let's look at the headlines right now at 5:31. I'm Dan Burgess on 84 WHAS.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. You know what the news is. In a minute, you're going to hear the rest of the story.
Got no time for waiting around. Brings you down. Convenient is where it's at. Go and grab it off the shelf. Express yourself. Out the door. Proud to say we are convenient. On your way.
It is the Interstate Battery. And by the way, when you have an Interstate Battery in your car, you're automatically a member of the Interstate system. That means there's a phone number right on the battery, which puts you in touch with the nearest of 120,000 Interstate Battery dealers. You have 120,000 friends on the road. And we don't want you driving off into winter without friends. The Interstate Battery. Now, the rest of the story. Newcomers to the New England countryside are routinely warned. Should one go hiking near the bogs and encounter a particular berry, leave it alone. It is forbidden fruit. It is not edible. An unsuspecting city slicker probably would not die from eating it, though he might think he was dying, because the berry is an astringent. That means it's loaded with acid. Its mere presence in the mouth causes violent contraction of tissue. Virtually on contact, saliva stops flowing, the mouth dries up, the tongue swells, the lips distend painfully. Rabbits and bears and deer, animals characteristically fond of berries, will not go near this one. Because it grows in acid soils of peat and vegetable mold, even its plant companions are limited. Among its few fine-rooted friends is poison ivy. That's the kind of company this berry keeps. Now, if one were determined to eat some, he'd have to drown 4 cups of berries in 2 full cups of refined sugar. But no thank you, you say. You're in no way inclined to partake of this botanical bummer. Well, as you might have imagined, however, the bitter berry with no apparent earthly use is used for something. As happens with many poisonous or otherwise inedible fruits and herbs, the story of this particular bitter berry is steeped in legend. For example, it was once believed that the American Indians of the Northeast relished it as food. No way. These Indians did, however, use the berries as dye for blankets, as poultices for wounds, even as peace offerings on occasion. One Delaware Indian chief handed them out as souvenirs at peace festivals. Their supposed curative power is the basis for most misconception. It was once suggested that a mixture of this berry juice with seal oil would cure distresses of the gallbladder. According to some, the berries, when fried, will cure a sore throat, which makes sense in that even a small dose of those berries will make the patient forget most other pains. But now, what are the facts separated from the fiction? In 1683, the American colonists discovered a way to get those berries past the mouth and into the stomach. And what they did was to mash them up with water and oatmeal and rum. Now, if you're interested in this mix, you go heavy on the rum. History pretty much ignores the berry after that until the early 1800s, when along came a man named Henry Hall. And Henry discovered a way to grow those berries while limiting the interference of unfriendly weeds. Now the next question that comes to you is, who cares? Well, you do, because this year, Americans alone will consume 2.5 million barrels of those berries. That's more than $200 million worth. Our forefathers gave them the name, you know. They thought the springtime blossoms resembled a bird's beak, specifically the beak of a crane as seen around the marshes on Cape Cod. And so the bitter berry, for which there was no apparent earthly use, the tiny, inedible fruit made palatable through food processing with lots and lots of sugar, you'll be using frequently in celebration of the Christmas season. You'll be enjoying the craneberry. The cranberry. And now you will know the rest of the story.
He's not here in person. Please stop looking under everything. He's not here in person. It is 536 at 84 WHAS. I'm Terry Miners. It's a nerve-wracking experience for me today. There are so many elements on this broadcast, it's incredible. We'll have more traffic with Captain Larry Grant coming up in just a moment. Plus Dan Burgess with the news, Van Vance with sports in just a few also. First day on the job, and what we're doing is offering $500 cash to you if you can come close, if you are the person who comes closest to predicting the exact date and time that I will be either fired, forced to resign, or quit my job here at WHAS in order to go somewhere else and make even more money. I've worked for almost every radio station in town now, so I'm down to just the last couple. I think there's one more in town that plays hiccups all day long, and they let guys come on occasionally and say what time it is. I haven't worked there yet. But if you'd like to take part in my misfortune, that's fine with me. The contest is called You're Fired. That's where you mail your entry to. Predict the exact date and time that I will be leaving this company to head to some other territory. Deadline for entries is this Friday, December 6th, 1985 at 5 p.m. We'll take postcards, or you can write it on the back of an envelope. The address is You're Fired, care of WHAS, Box 1084, Louisville 40201. Remember, date and time. We need your name and address. Now, I'm only 28, so if I do manage to hang in here until retirement date, that will probably be in the year 2022. So if you have enough confidence in me, and I'm sure you do, you'll write that on your card. However, most of the votes I've been getting in off the phones this afternoon indicate that people think I'll be gone before the sun rises again. So take your pick. I'll take some more phone callers to register by phone, but it'll be difficult to get through, so you might want to jot the address down. Again, it's You're Fired, care of WHAS, Box 1084, Louisville 40201. We'll go to Captain Larry Grant in just a couple of moments. You have the band ready? We have a new band in. I should introduce them one more time. They'll only be here for the week, provided, of course, that I'm still working here at the end of the week. The house band, at least for the next couple of days, just in from Phoenix, Arizona, where they've been headlining at the Bad Buzzard's Beer and Bait Shop. That's what it says on their resume here. Since April of 1983, they've been on the same stage. A band that could have played at Farm Aid, but didn't because they couldn't find the stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, the Toot Monsters. Why doesn't the girl sing? I thought that Princess Slides was supposed to sing. She was supposed to sing There's No Business Like Show Business. It says right here, No Business Like Show Business. I heard the tune, but no words that time. What's the deal?
Solid.
You don't sing or what? What's the deal? I don't know who this woman is. They came in and said she was the hired singer here today. So apparently we have our signals crossed here. There's a script over there. You were supposed to sing the words to that. You're being paid an incredible amount of money plus some records. Are you not? We'll get this thing worked out. We're going to have a house band and an official singer if Princess Sly can't come through. Just belt one out. Anything, will you? That wasn't a word. That was a noise. She's being paid $48 an hour, and that one word cost us, what, $24? Yes, ma'am, you too. 540 at 84 WHAS. Time again for a Skywatch 84 traffic report. Here is Captain Larry Grant, a guy who does spit out a few words from time to time.
From time to time, and we've checked Spaghetti Junction. It's in good shape in all directions. We look down 64 to the Sherman-Minton Bridge. No problem there. It is a little heavier to the east going up through the Cochrane Hill Tunnels and on out to Hirschburn Lane, but nothing is going to cause you any major problems. Northbound 71 is looking good, and we're going to take a look around here in southern Indiana and be back with you in just a couple minutes for that last report. I'm Captain Larry Grant, Skywatch 84 at WHAS.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm highly embarrassed over the activity of some of the people here today. We're not exactly... We don't have this thing coordinated exactly right yet, but people will find out what they're supposed to do and when to be on mic. But I thank you for being on time all day today, Captain.
Well, you do plan on coming back to me in a couple of minutes now, don't you?
Yes, sir. One more time. I have it written right in front of me, and I also wrote it on the back of my hand just in case I forget that.
Well, I told you I was going to try to help you out, guy, you know. So just remember, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
I'll write that on the back of my other hand.
Strength, security, earning power. These are the reasons people look to the rainbow. Hi, Wayne Pricky here to tell you that Future Federal's financial strength means more dollar power for you, plus the quality services that give you the quick, efficient, convenient banking you deserve. If you're looking for more earning power for your savings, outstanding loan rates, 24-hour banking convenience, plus federally insured safety, Future Federal is the bank for you. Look to the rainbow. Look to Future Federal. Member FSLIC.
Ah, me too again. 542 at 84 WHAS. Here is Chuck Taylor's latest weather forecast. Very, very cold overnight tonight. Get ready for this. Low about 10 degrees. Clear skies. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with a high only in the upper 20s. And tomorrow night, mostly fair, not so cold. Low about 25 degrees. On Wednesday, increasing cloudiness and milder chance of showers. On hump day, the high should be about 40. Currently 22 degrees downtown here at 84 WHAS. Time again for Kay Woods Comments, a service of the Courier-Journal.
The CJ every day gets the people on the go. Just the things you want to know, all rolled into one.
On behalf of the more than 3,000 people who gather the news and take the pictures, print the papers, and deliver the CJ every day, I'd like you to know it's perfectly all right if you have to throw the paper away before you read every word. Don't feel guilty. The important thing is having the Courier-Journal around for your free moments. You see, it's really a convenient way to catch up on the things that interest you. Over coffee, on the bus, or waiting for the kids after school. So take a copy with you, and tomorrow morning there'll be another one right at your door. To make sure there is, call 582-2211.
Just the things you want to know, all rolled into one. CJ every day.
A Southeastern Conference basketball preview. Today, Georgia. The Georgia Bulldogs finished second in the SEC last season. A Kentucky native, Hugh Durham, has built the Dogs into a perennial contender in the league. What about the Bulldogs for this season?
Well, we've got some good players. Our guard play and perimeter play is good. We've got some voids on the inside that we're going to have to fill. If we're able to do that, then I think we can again be competitive.
Georgia had the freshman of the year last season in Cedric Henderson, but the talented yearling elected to go pro and isn't on hand this season.
It's difficult to replace a freshman. It's easier to replace a senior because you've had a chance to recruit. You tell a youngster that he's going to be a senior next year. You come in, you play behind him. One year, you gain some experience, and you have an opportunity to step in there and start your sophomore year. When you got a freshman and you sign that freshman early, it's difficult to sign any other players at that position. And the next year is difficult to sign because they think, hey, this guy's going to be there for 3 or 4 years. And so it's difficult to replace him, but that's what you have to do.
We ask you, Durham, his assessment of the Kentucky team this season.
Kentucky is a talented team, as talented as any team in our league. Eddie Sutton is a good coach. He wouldn't have gotten a job at the University of Kentucky had he not been a good coach. I think his strong suit will be defense and shot selection. And when you've got good athletes and they'll play hard, and I think they play hard for Joe Hall. I think they'll play hard for Eddie Sutton.
Georgia coach Hugh Durham. Tomorrow, Vanderbilt.
This is Kaywood Ledford, 84 WHAS.
Hi, I'm Harold the Angel. Apparently people know me for my voice. me. Because around Christmas time they keep saying, "Hark! The Herald Angel sings?" Well, this Christmas, I'm singing the praises of the new Holiday Manor Walk Shopping Center. It's a heavenly place full of great gift ideas like 32 flavors of popcorn and beautiful tins from the Corn Popper. Plus unique and contemporary fashions from leading designers at posh menswear. What's more, JWB and Company has custom picture framing, furniture, and gifts. We angels know you're flapping your own wings for good gift ideas right now. We see you down there. So we say come to Holiday Manor Walk for some divine gift ideas that will have your friends and family jingling your bells. The new Holiday Manor Walk in Holiday Manor Shopping Center on Brownsboro Road. The walk will do you wonders.